We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now,
are you excited for the round table? This is your first round table.
Yeah, very excited.
People excited. I'm excited.
Everybody kind of just ripping each other apart for a couple hours.
It's basically Festivus.
And Festivus.
Like in a positive way, if you hate somebody.
I don't know how positive
not
it is.
There's
got
to be a good story. Someone get like impregnated by a camel.
Sure. Yeah.
Cultural change is hard.
It's still our show, correct?
Oh, it's absolutely our show.
So why is the morning producer telling me the topics?
Hello, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Has Curtis dictated like topics for the show?
Current predictions for Brady's future.
Ooh,
next, is boring. Next.
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight.
Yeah,
and
be safe,
tomorrow.
Guys. Be careful.
Right.
Be careful. Right.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning. Good
morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
I'll have some tailored up for old Hilly. We'll get him right.
36.
You know? What?
Leave me alone. Let me have my pizza.
36. You're a large man. Man.
Wow.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
Danielle's a hottie.
The hotties were hanging around.
Danielle once disassembled a shower drain.
Ah. So can I put it in perspective,
so
please?
Let me tell the story properly. So as to be able to go in there and find the different colored hair.
This is crazy.
Of a woman that she suspected her boyfriend
was having sex with.
Guess who's getting the shower with his wife?
In our
crazy.
Apartment.
That
no, it's
is,
not. Cra- it's, but no one puts crazy. Any blame on him.
That's crazy.
Joined by Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Mud. Hard. Fits.
When is that? What time are you guys going
12:37 a.m. Curtis, allow me to self-deprecate. I don't need any of you other nitwits. Thank you.
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
You guys carry stuff. What do you guys do?
All
not
I
carry
need,
anything?
Jerry
My
Ford
wallet.
Joke book.
I carry. Yeah, Nick has several.
That
several.
Could legitimately be the dumbest thing you've ever said, Ken. The most unnecessarily dumb thing ever. A Jerry Thornton joke book. Hey, guys. 7:07 seems a little slow. Let's see if we can all be crabs on the back of Nick's stupidity whale. Eat me, all of you.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
Coffee maker, a slot machine, and Diane the waitress.
Where the f*** are they all?
I'm kind of a fan of...
Jesus Christ!
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Know your stuff. Let's go.
We have a new record when it comes to Scott from Weymouth. He has been on hold for the last 10 minutes. That's before
what?
The show. Before the show even started.
Wow.
Scott from Weymouth
That's
is on
commitment.
Hold. I can't put him on right now. He's going to have to hang on for another 20 or 30 minutes.
Four hours.
About four hours.
Is he looking for like that elite VIP status? He wants to get in like the gold lounge?
Yes. He's using all his points to get on before the show actually starts. But welcome to your show. It is a Thursday. If you want to call and you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text if that's the way you prefer to communicate. The text line is 37937. And the countdown is on to the first snowfall of the season. Do you think it's really going to snow tonight or into tomorrow morning? Or do you think that the weather people are off on this and have it wrong?
I feel like it's not going to because I keep hearing that the forecast is changing.
Yeah.
It's fluid.
That's how they cover their A is by giving you several options. It could snow or it could rain or it could be freezing rain. But I don't need snow until Christmas.
Too early.
I'm fine with it until we get the Christmas lights up and the wreaths and all the rest of that stuff.
Quick question. Are you allowed to put up your Christmas tree before Thanksgiving?
You should not be. I mean, you should not. But it doesn't matter because the Christmas flavors are already out and the Christmas Coca-Cola flavors are already out. And
My entire email inbox is full of holiday and Christmas-related email promotions. It's in right. Yesterday, it's, I got a million of them.
It's not even November 15th.
Nope.
No, I mean, it's rushed.
I got an obnoxious email about a jingle all the way 5K from a foundation this morning.
Flash sale.
Yeah, shaming me to sign up now to save $5.
Hey.
You better... All I am saying to you, Curtis, is you better... You're such a hardo runner. You better show up and run on December 7th for the Greg Hill Foundation Jingle All the Way 5K. We better see you there. It is 6:05, and it is time for this.
This is... The Lead.
Almost hate to talk over this. Almost want to let this go until 6:15 or 6:20, Ken.
Great intro. This is one of Fitzy's favorites. This is a Fitzy thought for the cap.
Oh, my favorite album, Briefcase Full of Blues, B-Movie Boxcar Baby.
And Dan Aykroyd will be here tomorrow. We're still awaiting that appearance with Elwood Blues coming in. I'll tell you, it's the mid-season report across all kind of NFL websites, Greg, and pundits, and of course, Patriots are on their bye week. Yesterday, Tommy Curran and Burt Breer gave the Patriots first half MVP award. That's not a real thing, but it's, you know, something to talk about, to Julian Edelman and Tom Brady, respectively.
Huh.
How can a member of the defense not be the Patriots' first-half MVP? Stephon Gilmore continues to get snubbed even by people in his own town. He is the best corner across the league. Best corner they've had since Darrell Revis. And he is getting disrespected by Curran and Breer. Edelman, he fumbled the game away. Well, and their only loss. How could you give it to him?
You make a great point. You really do. I mean, he really is. I mean, and this is one area where the national media actually, like the Kellermans and the like, actually give the Patriots credit. He is the best. He is absolutely the best in the league.
He's the best corner in the league. I believe Mike Reese for ESPN did give midseason MVP to Stephon Gilmore, so Mike has his head screwed on straight. I just want to know, who is this gentleman sitting in Ken's chair, and what happened to the other Ken? Because this is way too...
You mean the one who hates the Patriots? Yeah. Everything about the Patriots? Yes.
Well, this is Belichick's best decision by far. That five-year deal was well worth every penny, and he doesn't listen to Steve Belichick. I've been told he tells him to F off, so I love that.
Oh, man. Good morning. For me, Tom Brady's greatest achievement is not everything he's done on the field. It's not the six titles. It's not all of that. It is the fact that he has never played with a teammate who has left town and ripped him. Whoever the teammate would be on ESPN Fox Sports, broadcast on satellite around the globe if they said one negative thing about Tom Brady. It would actually be beneficial for their career to be negative about Tom Brady, even if he wasn't really mean to them. But the reality is, he's such a great guy. He's good to everybody, and this is Aqib Talib on the herd yesterday.
Tom is always there. I mean, you don't want to come in and say he's first guy in, first guy out. That's everyone says that, but it's honestly true with Tom. His flow of the day never changed. It was always positive. You always seen positive. He'd come over there and say a little joke. It was the same Tom in the building every day.
And so I say all that to say this. I didn't mention assistant coaches because Chris Sims spent one season as an offensive assistant, and Brady must have taken a leak in his Cheerios because I don't know what happened. Yesterday, Chris Sims released his QB rankings at the halfway point because who needs rankings from a mediocre quarterback like Chris Sims? But Tom Brady is ranked 7th in the NFL behind Matthew Stafford.
Stop it.
I mean, it is insane.
7th?
You call Ken and I deranged. We at least have some facts behind what we say. Chris Sims is a B-O-O-B boob.
7! Greg, as the biggest Patriots honk you know and probably the warmest wearer of the Tom Brady recovery pajamas, what do I want to do most of all? I want to see Tom Brady happy. So, you know what? You have to say you're sorry, bend the knee in LFG. It is time to bring Antonio Brown back and make Tom Brady happy. God. Get him a bye week mid-season present. Stop. Christmas should come early for Tom. He posted a hype video yesterday on Twitter. He looks as good, as fresh, as quick. He was... Oh, God, he just looks so ready to go. 7 for 93 and 2 touchdowns. It will open up... Greg, have you ever gone to dinner and they forgot to charge you for that expensive bottle of wine and you didn't say something about it? Want to know why? Because you were okay with feeling dirty? I'm okay not mentioning that bottle of wine. I want to feel dirty the rest of the way, and I want 18 and 1 and a 7th duck boat. No, come on, let's go!
Now you've done it. We're having more AB talk on the show.
Yeah.
That'll probably be the topic this afternoon during the roundtable. Oh.
The Chinese government has decided to restrict gaming, and they have placed some guidelines for youth gamers under the age of 18, whereby you will be restricted to certain time periods and amounts of time that you can play video games because they feel it's detrimental to the health of minors.
Huh.
P.S., they're also putting guidelines in place for adults as
really?
Well. Yes. So the government is now controlling when you can game.
I love China.
A good idea or a bad idea?
I mean, I think it's a good idea to restrict the playing time in some cases, but I don't think the government needs to be doing it.
No, normally that happens in communist states like Massachusetts, where the government tells you what you can and can't do, not in communist nations like China. All right. Congratulations. Speaking of Massachusetts, congratulations, massholes. According to a survey by 24/7 Wall Street, you reside in the best state in the entire nation.
Huzzah!
Website says that we are number one because of our well-educated citizens and our high median income, not to mention the countless championships won by the greatest football team ever in the history of the NFL, although they didn't really say that. But, I mean, we live in the best state, and so why am I always griping about traffic and about plastic straws and plastic bags.
You could have it worse elsewhere.
And vape bans and flavored tobacco bans. We live in the best state in the whole entire country.
Awesome has a price tag, Hillman.
Obviously, whoever figured that out, that survey out, has never driven here or never been here during the commuting hours when it comes to trying to get around. All right. Thank you for your leads. If you want to call, you want to be on this morning, 617-779-7937 is the number that you got to call, or you can text 37937. Coming up on the show this morning at 7:30, Cam Neely, the president of the Boston Bruins, will join us. And at 8, it is Dennis Leary who will join us on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the all-new Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. Membership open to everyone that lives, works, or goes to school in Norfolk, Suffolk, and Middlesex counties. Visit cityofbostoncu.com for membership information. City of Boston Credit Union is uniquely Boston. While trending, of course, is the WEEI Roundtable tonight at the Encore Casino. 5-6, Hillman joins Big O, Lou Maloney, and Rich Keefe. And boy, were they unhappy with the Curtis rundown of topics.
What happened?
Curtis gave them some suggested things to discuss, a lot of Patriots topics. Ooh, they did not like that. They do not want the Curtis direction on the show.
Oh.
So we're stepping into that cauldron.
A little different than what they said this summer when there were some producer changes going on here.
I mean, weren't you just trying to be a helpful coworker?
I was just doing what downstairs Joe told me to do. He said I had to take it off his plate. I don't know what's on Joe Zarbano's plate, but I had to take that off of it.
Okay.
So I'm glad they appreciated it.
That's all a happy family. Danielle joins Dale Christian and Wiggy 6-7, then Fitzy, Mutt, and Andy Hart 7-8. Then, of course, Westwood 1. Week 10 in the NFL begins. No Patriots this week, but you have the 4-5 Chargers at the 4-4 Raiders tonight at 8:20 kickoff. Pats are officially on the bye week. Their lone practice of the week yesterday, they were missing Ben Watson and Patrick Chung, although no injury report requested. Or required, I should say. The Celtics are at the Hornets tonight. That's an 8 p.m. tip. Kemba Walker facing his old mates, and the Seas are going to visit scary Terry Rozier. Charlotte's off to a 4-3 start. Bruins at Detroit tomorrow at 7:30. And the Red Sox moving their winter weekend from Foxwoods to Springfield. That's going to be January 17th and 18th at MGM Springfield and the Mass Mutual Center. Sam Kennedy told reporters yesterday the team has not yet talked to Mookie Betts, but they will get there when the time is appropriate. So no hurry. They may talk to Mookie at some point.
They do a press conference over there moving their winter weekend, but not about firing their director of baseball operations.
Oh, that's a good point.
Is that the way that works?
That's the way it works. And BC Hoops got in action last night. 1-0, right, Curtis?
Big 77-70 win over Wake Forest. 1-0 in the ACC. Maybe their only conference win this year.
Big college hoops fan, Hillman. You want those updates daily on the trending?
I sometimes prefer watching college hoops to the NBA, but only during March Madness time. Just so you're aware.
Embargo that until March. This is the Greg Hill Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Well, I guess I've been keeping Scott from Weymouth on hold long enough. So, Scott, go ahead. What's going on?
Greg, good morning again. I have so much to say, but I'm going to try to keep it under 45 seconds. Are you ready?
All right, yeah.
All right. Here we go. We're on the air.
By the way, Greg. Scott, somebody was asking me yesterday why, when you call this show, you always sound like you had a 30-pack the night before. Is that like your regular routine? Or, I mean, is it in the morning or what? Like, what's the deal?
All right, you got to grant me now a minute and a half, I hope.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, some things I wake up, I still get nervous, Greg, even though we're talking to 1,000 people, I still get nervous. So sometimes I
yeah, the sick how, bird.
How big is our audience? No joke. I don't know. 20,000 people?
I mean,
Don't dumb me, Greg.
I don't know. Right now, probably 3 because you started talking.
What is it,
Ken, right now?
200,000 or so across New England. Yeah.
200,000.
All right. I'm talking to 250,000 people. So, yes, I still get nervous. Yeah. And when I wake up, I do a shot in a beer because I'm nervous.
Curtis.
After 4 years.
Curtis would like to take you to. Curtis, you want to take him to a meeting? That would be.
Stop it. No, I.
First step is recognizing there's a problem.
Greg, grant me, please grant me a minute, Greg.
Yeah, go ahead.
I started with Jay Severin about 5 years ago.
Yes.
And he called me off the air and said, you should get into radio. You're a conversationalist. Well, you're very entertaining.
That's who we can
blame. But I still get nervous talking. Right now.
Yeah.
I'm nervous right now.
What was the original intent of your call?
All right, here we go. Boom. Yeah. We're on the air.
Yeah.
Greg, get your shovel out, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay? It's over. Put your swimming trunks away. We know tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let me look at my notes. I do have notes. I'm a geek.
Oh. No, you don't have notes.
All right, hold on. Greg, listen.
Yes.
Don't let politics bring you down.
What do you mean?
Liberalism.
What do you mean?
Liberalism. Can I speak or not?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes.
Liberalism is a mental disorder.
Oh,
there are sick people. And this is why Trump is going to be reelected in a landslide.
Scott.
Now, here we go. Hold on. Can I get to sports? Oh, my Lord. Greg,
Scott,
I have so much to talk about.
I'm going to hang up on you because
you're... Why? I hate getting hung up on.
What did you call about?
What did I call about? Honestly, college hockey. Why does nobody talk about college hockey?
I can't.
The last 2 days, Scott has sounded very different. He speaks much more slowly, and I don't know if it goes back to what that texter said or something. I'm almost a little concerned because he sounds very different the last 2 days.
Do you think he's having some kind of a mini stroke or something?
I don't know, but I'm. He sounds.
You think he's being held against his will by people and forced to call every radio show in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and New England?
If you're being held prisoner, extend this call by 2 minutes.
I feel like he has the wrong RPM setting toggled.
No, I mean, do we order a wellness check?
Anyone
got Weymouth PD on the line?
I'm a little worried.
I felt like, listen, Scott was we've all heard it. He calls every single radio show.
Yep, heard him with Mutt last night.
Was he on Mutt last night?
6:45.
It's every station. It's music stations. It's other sports stations. It's, I mean, he probably calls WBZ to report some kind of traffic on the 3 incident on their commuter phone force line. But on the old show, he called every day. I wouldn't let him on every day. I let him on, you know, once a week or something. And I thought his calls were actually getting better. I think they're getting worse. Mm. I think they're getting worse. Let's see what Robert from Dorchester has to say. Robert, what's up?
Oh my God, that was brutal.
I know, Rob. It was brutal. I'm gonna put some kind of ban on him. I have to.
I don't know. He just gave me an Al Roker moment, I think.
I don't know what that means.
Check myself here.
I don't know what
Morning, guys. Morning.
Hi. What's up?
Nah, hey, I just call it because I got to talk about this guy here. I know we have a problem with Rob Parker and, of course, Max Kellerman.
Right.
But this one individual, he's like the Gonzo. I don't know what he is. He's an alien or something. But Shannon Sharpe.
Yeah.
He continues to criticize Brady for every little mistake that he makes or what he's nitpicking at certain things. Can somebody remind me, when it comes to quarterbacks, how many Super Bowls did John Elway lose? Not just Super Bowls. How many blowout losses did he have before he finally won a Super Bowl?
Shannon Sharpe talks about it. He hates Tom Brady, and he's jealous. He's jealous, right?
I mean,
we talk about it with Kellerman. We talk about it with Parker. We talked about it yesterday. They're all jealous, and also, they're trying to get ratings. They're trying to say the most outrageous thing they can to enrage the national audience, and to, you know, when you say Tom Brady's done or Tom Brady is ranked number 7 or
Tom Brady was awful. He was god awful.
Tom Brady's not a great quarterback, then that's the way you get everybody yapping away mm-hmm. about your show.
And don't forget, Shannon Sharpe is the dreaded Daily Double, former Bronco and former Raven. So he's got twice the reason to be jealous of Brady.
And John Elway, who was, before Brady came around, was one of the top 3 or 4 quarterbacks in NFL history. In the Super Bowl, he's 2-3 with 3 touchdowns and 8 interceptions, a QB rating of 59.3. That is awful. And Tom Brady, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, and what extended John Elway's career or brought him those 2 Super Bowls? It wasn't John Elway winning it by slinging it and gunning it. It was a running back. Terrell Davis won those 2 Super Bowls, not John Elway.
Now, do you want to hear Shannon Sharpe's latest, or would you care to just pass on that?
No, I want to hear it.
This was his analysis of the Ravens.
I think they'll be fine. Coach Belichick, I do trust. My concern has been about the offense. All year. They still do not push the ball down the field. And the running game, and that's what takes pressure off Tom, Skip, because he can turn around and hand the ball off. Now teams like, y'all can't run it. We're just going to dig in and come get you because we know you're not going to push the ball down the field. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to try to clog up the middle, put pressure on Tom up the middle. And the first time Sunday night, the defense struggled, and they struggled big time. And Tom Brady, for so many times, has been able to bring them back. Sunday was the first time that he looked, wow, looked really bad. Mm. Looked bad.
Stupid.
Uh-huh. Good topic for this afternoon with me and Glenn. The run game. Discuss.
I agree, yeah.
Compelling.
I hope you say it like that,
McNeil. I'm going to say it like that.
Yeah.
Glenn, say, the run game.
Hey, Glenn, the run game. Discuss.
Look, Greg, I honked out something wicked and watched a lot of the All-22 and did a little film review on the game. If Edelman does not fumble that ball, or if Sanu doesn't trip going for the 50-50 ball against Earl Thomas and at least breaks up the interception, let alone possibly hauls it in, they win that game. There's no chance.
I really hate that argument because those things actually happened in the game and they didn't win the game.
But for him to say Tom Brady didn't play well, Tom Brady didn't bring them back. Yeah, please, yeah, they were bawling out for a stretch where the Ravens had no control over the game and the Patriots shot themselves in the foot.
Greg, topic for this afternoon. If the Patriots never make a mistake, what would their record be?
Discuss.
You're constantly playing in sub packages.
Uh-huh. Discuss.
Ooh, sub packages. Great name for a sandwich store.
Oh, so like a quick serve sandwich place, sub package.
That's on Route 1. You got to run in there and not know what you want, but then just get something.
It could also be a Rush song. Sub packages.
Driving down Route 1.
All right. Anyway, Scott, we may have to have a rare show restart after Scott's phone call. If you want to call and you want to be on today, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line 37937. I'm banning. How long do we ban Scott for? What, like, what, 30 days, 20 days? What, like, what?
Let's give him 2 weeks. And
2 weeks? All right.
2 weeks and
Scott's officially banned for 2 weeks. Hello, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Don?
Hey, I'm just wondering, maybe you should tell Scott to change his format the way he comes on the phone. He instantly starts out with that time clock. Why does he always do that?
Yes.
If he didn't do that, he might be able to get straight to the point.
It's kind of embarrassing. He's begging for time. I mean, he's calling a radio show, and he starts off by begging for 45 seconds.
The preamble is longer than his point.
Correct, yes. But 2 weeks. Two-week minimum ban on Scott from Weymouth. Discuss. All right.
Please coming do that up at least 10 times tonight. Give the people what they want.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Scott from Weymouth, Lou. Discuss. All right. Coming up on the show today, Cam Neely will join us at 7:30, president of the Boston Bruins, and Dennis Leary will join us at 8 on tomorrow's show. Dan Aykroyd will be in the studio with us at 8. That is tomorrow on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Scott, go ahead. What's going on?
I have so much to say, but I'm going to try to keep it under 45 seconds. Are you ready?
All right, yeah.
All right. Here we go. We're on the air. Boom. We're on the air.
Yeah.
Greg, get your shovel out, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay? It's over. Put your swimming trunks away. We know tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me look at my notes. I do have notes. I'm a geek.
Double shot to the head. Scott Replay and a Rush song, Ken. Thanks a lot.
Sometimes you have to cross the streams, you know what I mean?
This is Ryan, who is in the car. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, I just wanted to call and be very disappointed with myself and saying that I have to give Shannon Sharp, I agree with him a little bit in the fact, I think he goes too far by saying that Brady looks bad, but he does get us out of that game, even with the Edelman drop and all the mistakes that we made. He gets us out of that game in the past, and he's not capable of doing it anymore at 43 years old.
And you're willing,
I still think he's good.
Ryan, you're willing to say, based on one frigging game, you're willing to say that he's not capable of doing it anymore?
No.
I mean, can we play out the rest of the season and see what happens?
Yes, absolutely. I hope he proves me wrong. I guess I am jumping the gun a little bit. I agree with you.
He proves you wrong every year around the first week of February. I mean, pretty much. So I get it. These guys wanna deem Tom Brady to be the seventh best quarterback in the NFL right now.
Mm-hmm.
Fine with me. It's probably something that Tom Brady can utilize to motivate himself to do the Tony Robbins firewalk and go out in a week and a couple days and beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
Look really bad. Look bad.
The crazy thing is his stats right now, if they project out over the whole season, it'll end up being like a top six Tom Brady season of all time. But that won't sell papers or get people to move the needle, Greg.
Uh-oh.
But I ask you this, from your very comfortable sports fan chair over the past 20 years, 30 years, your whole life, is there ever been another athlete in your experience that has ever been judged against his own success more than Tom Brady? He can never be judged against everyone else. It's always people drunk on his prior achievements. Therefore, because somehow he isn't, there's not a duck boat parade in November.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right. He's so much better than everybody else and has been that the only thing you can do year after year is rip him on how he's not as good as he used to be.
Right.
Oh, Brady, he's the best. Yeah. He's the best.
But the funny thing is, back then, they were still ripping him. So when he was quote-unquote good, they were still finding flaws in his game. So there's never been a time where the national media has been in agreement on the greatness of Tom Brady.
Oh, I love it. This is Steve in the truck. What's up, Steve?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
How you doing? Don't leave Danielle
hello,
out.
Danielle.
I mean,
hello. I was even giving you a chance. I just said hi to Danielle.
All right.
Listen, this guy that you just had on, you know, people got to take a deep breath and just, you know, take a little breath and relax. They got a great defense. You know, he doesn't have the weaponry that he's had in the past. Number one, you got a couple of rookies here. They're not really using as much as I think they should. N'Keal Harry, we don't know what he can do yet. He looked great in training camp. Why I don't know why they're not using him not inserting him into some packages. I don't know. Hopefully they will, because the guy's big and strong. He fights for the ball. He goes up and gets it. And for him to say that he can't do it at 43, well, first, he's 42. And you know what? He's in the top quadrant of the quarterbacks if you check the numbers. Now, I know they didn't, he didn't bring the team back to a lousy pick. And then you had Edelman, Fumble, and all that. But, you know, the guy is just unbelievable. Look at his career and look what he's done and how many comebacks he's had. These people, you know what it is, they're spoiled rotten. And I am too.
I wouldn't,
but you know what? It's going to end sooner or later.
Listen, personally, Steve, I wouldn't bet against the fact that he has a couple comebacks left in him. Like, I would never.
Absolutely.
You know? So, all right. 5:20 this afternoon. Tom Brady falling off the cliff. Discuss.
Tom Brady have a couple comebacks in him. Discuss.
Look really bad. Look bad.
Last Sunday, Greg,
yes.
Aaron Rodgers was absolutely mutilated on television against the Chargers at the soccer pitch in Carson, California. Played an awful, awful game, worse than any game Brady has played in the last decade. And you know what the announcers did the entire day? Made excuses for him not having the weapons he needs the team around
him. They don't do that for Tom Brady. So they got Brady at 7. Is Breeze at 1, or is it Lamar Jackson who's at number 1?
Well, here's the top 10. Number 1, Russell Wilson, which I can't really disagree with. 2, Deshaun Watson. 3, Aaron Rodgers. 4, Patrick Mahomes. 5, Lamar Jackson, according to Chris Sims' QB rankings. Number 6, Matthew Stafford, throw up in your cereal. Number 7, Tom Brady. 8, Kirk Cousins. He has Jacoby Brissett 9, Dak Prescott 10, Carson Wentz 11, and Drew Brees 12. This guy is smoking something.
This is Chad. Hey, Chad.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
What's up, Chad?
What?
WEEI. What?
What?
Oh, what?
Scott from Weymouth, man. He is exhausting, huh?
Well, I don't know if he's starting earlier when it comes to consuming alcohol, or there's something that is fading up in the brain area, but he was a little off today. That's all right. I think the
alcohol is slowly fading his brain area.
It might be. I mean, that's what happens.
Yeah. But hey, Greg, I listened to the Brady interview yesterday finally, and I just want to say that was a great interview. You really you get Brady really comfortable and just kind of, you know, not being so tense all the time. Every time I ever listened to the other interviews years back on WEI, it was just so boring and want to stick a needle in my eye, but you just get Brady kind of just, you know, wanting to talk almost like he's talking to a buddy. And I just want to give you props for that, because almost every interview you've had with him,
Chad,
has been excellent. So,
Chad, thank you. Tune in to the round table this afternoon and you'll hear how bad I am as an interviewer.
Worst interview in Boston radio. Discuss.
Let's see. This is Paul from New Hampshire. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
What's going on, Paul?
Hello.
So, to the point you guys are trying to make before, if Brady goes to the Super Bowl this year, his 10th Super Bowl, 50% of his career he played in the Super Bowl, and loses, everybody's going to be like, well, I guess he's all washed up again. You know, he's all done. Just an average guy. I'd rather have Lamar Jackson scramble for 87 yards than go to 10 Super Bowls.
Right. Well, for like the 2 years that Lamar Jackson is going to be able to play before his block is knocked off. I mean, I don't get it, but that's fine. I think it works in their favor. I agree with Curtis when it comes to the trash talk. I don't really think, as we saw last week, that does much for the guys. But I do think the disrespect does something for Tom Brady. It gets Tom Brady fired.
Cliff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Think about the 2 weeks between that last loss. That all they're going to hear is the national media say they're done, that Tom Brady's too old, and that definitely fuels them.
This is David. David, what's up?
Hi, Gregory. Good morning, sir.
What's happening, David?
Morning, crew. Danielle, I consider you my radio wife.
Oh, thanks, David.
Hey, listen, Greg, two things. First thing is, when you're on the round table, say, Lou Merlone, always angry, disgust. find out why he's so angry all the time.
Is he angry? Is he always angry?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I listen to EEI for the whole 12 hours a day. It says, and you know, I'm so glad that you made the move and came over. It makes it a lot easier just to listen to EEI all day. Mm-hmm. But, Greg, when you have Cam on today, you got to ask him what's his feeling on the two regular season losses that he has? They've both been because of, you know, replay. And
yes.
I'm curious to find out what his feeling is on the replay.
First question, I'll have a caller ask it. But that'll be when Cam joins us at 7:30. We are now getting sloppy seconds from Ken's skate pod. He already interviewed Cam, and Cam is going to join us at 7:30 this morning.
Eat your heart out, Hillman.
Cam, replay, discuss.
Can we talk about the pervert teacher association member that was in the news on this show yesterday and what happened?
What a tragic, tragic turn this story has taken.
Yeah. So we were talking yesterday during the news about a teacher in
North Carolina.
In North Carolina, a woman who was 63 years old and had sex with a student.
Yeah. 17-year-old student.
17-year-old student. We were talking about the age difference and what is wrong mentally with these teachers. Oftentimes it appears to be women.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, around 11:30 or 12 o'clock, there's a news report that she barricaded herself in the house with her husband and a weapon.
Yep.
And she ended up killing him and then killing herself.
That's what it looks like. They had a massive SWAT situation unfold at her house yesterday. There was a relative that had called the police for a well-being check because the husband didn't show up for work. We actually have some audio from the police press conference yesterday describing what they found when they got there.
59-year-old Michael Ogle did not show up to work this morning. When a family member went to the home to check to see what was going on is when she noticed 63-year-old Emma Ogle inside the home with a gun. That's when we received the call just shortly after 8 o'clock about the barricaded suspects. The information we have is that she was still alive when the family member got there and her husband was not.
Isn't that just completely awful? Well, that poor guy.
Yeah, the poor guy. I mean, she just unwound.
Yeah.
And like, mentally, like, what's going on where you're 63 years old as a woman having sex with a 17-year-old? And then, because obviously it became a national story, Daily Mail, but
everywhere. Global.
You end up doing that. I mean, horrible.
It's awful.
And that woman was days before teaching students in the U.S.
Correct.
I'm no expert, but she probably spent too much time listening to Shannon Sharp.
she may. It's too soon.
I told you, he'll eat right back.
But yeah, I mean, I just and you wonder how long the guy was. I mean, because that's probably wasn't the first sign that. Or do you think that something like that, where you're shamed publicly, nationally, can that just send you into a complete mental breakdown? Or do you think that he, like, had experienced some crazy, like, mental stuff before that?
It's possible. I mean, it's certainly possible. But, you know, I'm curious whether, you know, she did this to get both of them out of the limelight. Like, she didn't want him to experience the shame after the fact if she decided to take her own life, or if, you know, she just snapped. You have to wonder, given the fact that, you know, she's a woman.
Yeah.
A 63-year-old woman having sex with a teenager.
And was he going to stick with her? Was he going to be by her side during the trial? That's often the case, is that the spouse sticks with the person.
Right. Well, you know, you look at these two, they've probably been married for a long time. I believe they had at least a grown child or grown children, and, you know, it's like this guy's probably just going to work every day, doing his thing, being 59, right, looking forward to retirement, and then this happens.
This is Mike from Bedford. Yes, Mike.
Hey, Greg.
What's up?
Hey, you know, the victim in all this is still alive. That 17-year-old boy now has on his conscience the death of two people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's blaming himself for these two people being dead. I mean, all the kid probably lost his virginity to this lady, and now this. I mean, do you think he's ever going to have sex again, Greg?
No, I mean, it's horrible, and I don't know how you end up stopping it. Like, it's an epidemic.
It's a runaway train. It's ridiculous. It's this incredible predatory behavior. And, yeah. and that's really what it is. And, you know, we joke about it in the show. People joke about it like, oh, you know, the older female teacher and the young stud. It's no matter how you look at it, it's predatory behavior.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting. There's no high fives that should be given.
It's
disgusting.
I mean, no, but and there are people who like send their kids off to these schools, and you're expecting at the very least that a 63-year-old teacher is not going to be having sex with your kid.
You're expecting your kids to go to school and get an education.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Oh. Poor 17-year-old. I mean, my God, what was he thinking? She looked like the landlady that Roy Munson has to have sex with in Kingpin. God.
Awful.
All that
awful.
Pump and dump.
Oh, well, I can't get that woman out of my head now.
I feel horrible.
You're welcome.
Horrible for the husband. I mean,
horrible for everybody.
Everybody.
The whole family. Because, yeah. you know, this is going to reach the rest of the family. And like that caller said, the kid, too, and, yeah. and his family. This is it's like a community scandal.
All right. Well, anyway, that's updating a story that we talked about on the show yesterday. If you want to be on today, you could call 617-779-7937, or you can text 37937. The WEEI Roundtable, which is an annual event happening this afternoon and early evening over at the Encore Casino. And the OMF show gets underway at 2 o'clock. Am
2 o'clock
correct,
at the On Deck Burger Bar. It's going to be their show 2 to 5. And then at 5 o'clock, Greg Hill joins them. Discuss.
And it's going to be me and Rich and Glenn and Lou. So that is at 5 o'clock today. And then what's happening at 6, Danielle? You're on at 6?
I'm on at 6 with Dale, Wiggy, and Christian.
And then it's 7 o'clock.
Good luck getting a word in edgewise with Wiggy. By the way,
this is going to be my greatest hour. I don't have to do anything. No, I'm excited. These are some of my favorite people on the station that I'm with this hour.
And then Nick is on with Mutt at 9:47 to 9:50.
Yeah. 7 o'clock till 10. Ken and I are hosting with Mutt, and then at 10, Fitzy and Andy Hart join.
No, what time do we play the Bars and Tone channel, or the emergency alert? The emergency alert system is on from 7 to 8 tonight.
At 7 o'clock, we're just going to replay Greg with Glenn.
That's actually, it's just me and Scott from Weymouth at a craps table. When bottle service.
Well, the casino. Have you been to the casino yet?
No, first time.
Oh, it's awesome.
Oh, it's awesome.
It really is.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great.
And free parking now, which is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have enough parking spots. That's the only thing I would say is they need to add a few more. I think they're planning on doing that, but they need. But free parking is gigantic.
Huge.
It's awesome.
You should, on the way, grab yourself a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
I should do that.
Since it's right around the corner.
It is?
In Everett, yeah.
It's right there?
Literally right around the corner.
Do I need, like, security? Or I mean,
you may.
Any,
is grimy.
Is there any risk of something? Maybe I'll bring Johnny Egan.
Escalade.
I'll send Monkey down to get some Popeye's chicken sandwiches and bring him back. That's a good way to ingratiate myself with Glenn and the crew, is to show up with, like, 8 Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, you know, when Ordway goes to Popeye's, they say, what can we get you, sir? He just goes, load them up. You got to respect anyone whose game includes bringing a couple of pocket Sammies into a casino.
I'm not above that.
Oh, not at all.
No way.
That's a pro move.
Yeah.
You're at the table. You need a snack. You've had a few too many free Captain and Cokes. Guy reaches in his pocket for a pocket Sammy.
Right.
7. Boom.
Are you allowed to do that kind of thing? I don't think they want you bringing.
What is the BYO policy here, sir?
Well, it's like the movies. I mean, there are people who sneak their own food into the movies.
No outside food or drink.
Because they're frugal.
Cheap.
You're not really supposed to do that.
Well, you get like 6 Mike and Ikes in a box at the movies. There's 4 Milk Duds in a package that's the size of my arm. Wait a minute. I should rephrase that.
All right. Coming up at 7:30, Cam Neely, the president of the Boston Bruins, will join us. And then at 8, we're going to talk to Dennis Leary. Tomorrow on the show, Dan Aykroyd is going to be here. One of the Blues Brothers in the studio at 8, I believe, tomorrow morning.
Over under on the number of times Wiggy will say Dr. Detroit.
Probably 12 or 14. He loves it.
I'm going to take the over.
He loves it. Coming up next, this is a bizarre thing. We will discuss the rapper who takes his teenage daughter to the doctor every month to make sure that her virginity is intact.
This story is so ridiculously gross. I can't with
gross
this.
Or it's, creepy.
It's
or
off. The, it's it, pick an adjective from the bad side because it's just when I read this story yesterday afternoon, my eyeballs were popping
you're
out of my
cringing
head.
Cringing.
Yeah.
Or you're like,
I'm like
shocked.
What?
Yeah, yeah. It's weird. So we'll get to that coming up next on the Greg Hill Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.